So we're beginning Bezes Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Klal Ches. And the Chavetz Chaim gave an introduction that please to excuse the fact that he may be repeating some things, but it's necessary in order to keep things in a clear flow. So the Chavetz Chaim says, by Sif Katan Aleph, Ein Chiluk B'Issa Lashon Hara, Beinem Misapa Isha Isha. Notice the Issa of Lashon Hara applies for a man speaks or a woman who speaks. Koroiv oy rachayv, or even if it's a relative or a distant person. After regilus ukami pomim shlo yakbid ha'ish shenema hagnus olav ala mesaper mitzad ava hasakur v'shebineim. Even though sometimes, because a person is so close, he won't be upset at the person who is saying lashon hara about him. V'gam derech korov hu kishim mesaper le'echad al kroivay, einu mechaven liganoisei be'etzem. And also, it's very common if a person speaks about his brother, his cousin, his wife, he's not doing it because he wants to knock them down. He's doing it because he feels that they did something wrong, and therefore he wants to correct something. If he made a mistake, that he rushed to judge him for and to be guilty, and he really wasn't guilty. So even if you meant well, the fact that you meant well and you said lashon hara about somebody, it doesn't matter. If lamaisa you were wrong, that really the guy didn't do something wrong, then the person is over the issur of lashon hara. The ata naschal avoyer al mi osra atar lasapa lashon hara. On who is there an issur? So he says, Isa Lashon Hara hu bein alisha alisha. The Isa of Lashon Hara is to say Lashon Hara about a man or about a lady. Vein chilik bein ishtoi lisha cheres. And it's no difference if it's his wife or somebody else's wife. V'rabim nichsholim bozeh b'avonisei rabim. And many people, unfortunately, are nichshol. Shehute beinem l'sapa gnus alishtoi u'beis chosno lifnei echov u'beis aviv. Sometimes, when you're in your own family's house, you talk about what my shver did, or what my brother-in-law did, or what my wife did, or something. Umidina ain't shum nafkimina bazeh. There's no difference just because it's your father-in-law or your mother-in-law even. It's still not a hetter to be able to say lashon hara. Imloy shumachab bazeh l'teyelas ala abov loy l'kanoisam. Unless the intention is not because you want to say what miserable mother-in-law you have, but rather you're trying to do for teyelas, you're trying to improve a situation, then it would be mutter. The gam lo yarv dvar shum sheker, you can't say anything falsehood. The chol dina hu kivim v'ashivor l'kaman b'chal yudnis if yud gimel ve'elach. And there's no difference between if it's a relative or not. If you're doing it for a toelis and you fulfill all the rules of toelis, that it's for a purpose, for a benefit, it's the same thing. But there's no heter specifically for a mishpacha. Then the Chavetz Chaim says something which I find difficult to understand. And we'll see. He says in Sif Gimli says, Ulafamim Shaykh Isa Lashon Hara Fil Al Katan. And sometimes there's an Isa of Lashon Hara, even if you talk about somebody who's not bar mitzvah. Kigoin Lasape Gnusa Shal Yosim Katan Shemagadan Oise Acherim B'toch Beisam. Now, if you speak ill about an orphan who's being raised in somebody else's house, and you say that, boy, this kid is really some wild animal, or whatever you say. Because that could cause terrible damage that the family may say, forget it, I'm not going to take care of this orphan anymore. Either it'll cause damage or to cause him grief. And he says, and if it's something which is known, then there is sometimes a mocking that a person could say something. So he says, "V'im mechabim b'sipur l'salek hanizokin shibayin adizay akotan ulahadrich hayse b'dech yishara." But let's say the reason why you're telling this guardian about it is because you're trying to prevent this child from doing further damage. He's being destructive, or you're trying to help him mechanech the child. So if you're doing it for the sake of chinuch, so then you're allowed to say, "Achzor shi'edem etchila bebirur sasipu emes." But even if it's a question of a Rebbe in a class, you have to know for sure that the person is taka guilty. And you can't just rely because another classmate said that this kid did it. Gam, and also he says an important principle that you always have to use your brains anyway. So he says, Gam tzarech liyiras hasanoi l'raydei sipuro. You have to see what's going to result by the fact that you tell something. Sometimes somebody did something which deserves a mild reprimand or whatever, and you tell it to somebody who's a hothead or somebody who has a bad temper, and it's going to come out a terrible thing from it. So then you're not allowed to say that. So what's bothering me over here? What's bothering me over here is the Be'er Ma'ariv Chaim says, hey. So the Chafetz Chaim said, there's an Easter to say Lashon Hara in a child, and he says, Mashet Tziarti B'Yosef, V'loi B'Shar Katan. Why did I give such a wild example about a child who's an orphan who's being taken care of by somebody else? He says, Mishum De'ein Motzui Shiyovai Hezek Oishar Dover HaMetzer L'Katan Ede Mashesapim B'Gnusay. Because normally there's not going to be any damage or downside to this child if I say Lashon Hara about him. And if it's a question of talking about a kid in class and the Rebbe's going to do something to him and he's going to get kicked out or whatever, then there would be an Isur of Lashon Hara unless it's a proper toelis and the Rebbe's going to do it in the right way. If one kid is going to snitch on another kid and the Rebbe's going to, because of that, let's say hit the kid, let's say even if you're allowed to hit, right? Even if we were 10 years ago, you were allowed to hit. So even if you were allowed to hit, but it's an aveir for the Rebbe to hit. He's aveir and he's a derisive of hitting the child because you're not allowed to rely on a kid telling you that this kid did it, that now you take that kind of action. Even if an adult would say it, it's only lemechesh miboy, and you can't take action to now to do certain things. So if you know that the Rebbe's going to go al pitayra, so then you could be a snitcher if it's l'toyhelis. But otherwise, you're not allowed to tell because you're going to cause the Rebbe to do an Aveir, not a Rebbe, but the English teacher. So the question over here is that L'chayr the Chavetz Chaim, so Gevaldig in the beginning of the Sefer, which I have to look for it now exactly where it is, but he said over from the B'Shem the Rabbeinu Yoina, that he says really there's a double Easter in Lashon Hara. There's one Easter because there's been on L'chaveiro, because you're a mazik, you're damaging the other person by speaking ill. And then he said that there's another thing. Another problem of Lashon Hara is the fact that that's a corruption in you. It's a corruption in you that you see the negative in people, etc. In other words, even though it's not a question of damage, just the fact that you're speaking ill about people. So why is the Chafetz Chaim saying that sometimes you can find an Isur of a Lashon Hara by a katan because in a case where he's an orphan? L'chayr should still be the Isur d'oraisa because of the other side. And it's not such a good teretz to say, yeah, but the Chafetz Chaim was looking for a case where there would be a geshmak lashon hara. It'll be a lashon hara l'chol adeis. Then it'll be the worst level. That's not exactly what he's trying to do over here. He's trying to help us to try to prevent us from saying lashon hara. So he should say, there's an ease of lashon hara to say anything about negative about another person, even if it's a child. It doesn't matter. He's a yid, so there's an ease to say lashon hara. Not only that, but sometimes you can be such a terrible Lashon Hara that it'll actually be a damage to. So it'll be also both parts of the Yisrael Lashon Hara.
Speaking about a child, it's not a gnus. When you say a child is active...
Active is not a gnus, you're right. Yeah. But if you say this kid is rotten, you say he's a spoiled brat, or you say... What? Yeah, but he's not... Then you don't have to tell me about a case of this. Then you don't have to find a case. I understand that. That's what I'm asking. If the Vard is because you're causing him pain, the Easter is only causing him pain, so you say, no, he doesn't know, he doesn't understand, he doesn't clap, etc. Though it's hard for me to say that you say Lashon Hara about a 12-year-old, an 11-year-old, and a 10-year-old, that it's not going to be made so late. But let's say, but even without that, he said, the mere fact that you're saying the ashram of a person, the negative... Yeah, but if you say that an animal is a destructive animal, that he's mazik, that he breaks things. So I don't know, if you say that about an 11-year-old, that this kid goes around breaking things, he goes around stealing, he shoplifts, it's whatever. To say that, you know, that I have to look, find a case of a yosan, that's the case where... Right, so anyway, so So those are the answers, and you have a choice. Either you want the kasha or the teretz. Okay.